You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Samuel Adams.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Jalen, we have World Series Game 1 between the Dodgers and the Rays starting tonight, and we have the official announcement that it is Tua time in Miami. But we start with last night's disaster in Dallas. Through one quarter, this game was 0-0, and then Ezekiel Elliott started putting the ball on the ground. His two fumbles led to two touchdowns for the Cardinals, who did not look back and absolutely dominated Dallas. Jalen, as you watched this all happening, what conclusions did you draw about this Cowboys team?
I hate to give J&J supporters some broken news, but like I've told you guys since the beginning of the season, the only way to pay Dak is going to be to trade Zeke. This is before he fumbled twice and the other team scored touchdowns. Or as a matter of fact, that's happened four times this season. Last night so very highlighted why the Cowboys might as well start this experiment all the way over, Jacoby. When you invest that kind of money in the defense, but it's historically bad, that means it's not working. When you invest the money you invested in your running back, and then your starting quarterback goes out, and he can't be the three-down bell cow that you thought that he could be, and he puts the football on the turf a couple of times, and then lastly, Andy Dalton. Hold on, didn't I hear a rumor that he was the best backup in the NFL? Did I hear that? I'm just saying, because I watch the Bengals games, and I can't front. Him or A.J. Green, they struggling to get themselves going this year on two different cities. Both of them played together. But now he's in Dallas. How much money he making this year? What kind of football is this? Ain't this
$3
million. Professional football? Professional football, right? So in other words, you're going to invest in this position because I heard people say if something happens to Dak, oh, he can just step right in. They took CeeDee Lamb, you know, they got Amari Cooper. And by the way, I like Amari Cooper. I'm glad he got his bread. But if you're going to give him $100 million, Jacoby, I got to be throwing it to him like he Hopkins. He got to be able to give it to me like I'm Julio, and I'm not getting that. So this experiment has gone bad so very early in Dallas.
It really has, Jalen. And you know what? When you first started talking about trading Ezekiel Elliott, I thought you were kind of being crazy, being a little bombastic. But when you really start to look at this team and the amount of money that they have committed moving forward, it does feel like Zeke and Dak will not be able to coexist in Dallas together. And Jalen, let me tell you something. Can I confess something? I kind of thought Andy Dalton would be much better than this. When I looked at them as a backup, I was like, you know, he was a starter in Cincinnati. Like, he's kind of a pocket passer. They've got so many weapons. All he needs to do is be a game manager. And then last night I was watching this, I was like, oh, no, this does not look like this is going to work. This does not look like this is going to work. And when you put up that graphic again of the amount of quarterbacks in the NFL that make less money than Andy Dalton does, which one of those quarterbacks would you rather take Andy Dalton over? Which one? I'm still waiting because there is not one on that single
Lamar
list.
Lamar Jackson, reigning MVP. Cam, former MVP. Kyler Murray was on the other side, only had to complete 9 passes, 2 of them deep. And Josh Allen, your guy. Andy Dalton, keep getting them checks.
Keep getting them checks. And you know what? The worst part about all of this is still top the division, and Andy Dalton is a serviceable quarterback, and maybe they can learn from this loss, and they can win 8 games, 9 games, and end up hosting a playoff game. That is just how historically bad the NFC East is. And Jalen, we can't move on without respecting the Cardinals, because Kyler Murray, as you mentioned, didn't have a crazy day. You know, he had 15 incompletions and 9 completions, but he did look good. And he especially looked good when he finally connected deep with his receivers and he looked good running. I thought that this Cardinals win was a step up for them. What do you think?
I think Demetrius, what's going on? Tommy, what's happening? Reg the Ledge, what's going on? What's up with our production team? Like, this is Cardinals News Network. What is happening right now? Kyler Murray, prime time. I saw DeAndre Hopkins drop and couldn't connect with Kyler their first 4 times. The first 4 times, they were struggling. Dallas, they were struggling. And Kyler Murray still got going. Throw it up there again. And by the way, I was playing against him in fantasy last night. All these deep touchdowns, they hurt me for a lot of reasons. You know what I mean? In one hand, I was rooting for the Cardinals to get it done. But I wanted DeAndre Hopkins to be catching these touchdowns. Do you realize I was trailing by 1 point? By 1 point going into tonight. And then all of a sudden, fantasy. I knew Kyler was going to throw big, but my guy wasn't the person that got the 2.
Nope.
Touchdowns.
Nope. Do you remember after week one?
And he always does when he's back in Dallas.
After week one, when DeAndre Hopkins had 14 receptions, we really thought that this was going to be the trend. I mean, we really thought that this would be the brand new duo. They have not really connected the way we expected them to. And as you mentioned, 9 completions against this defense. Let me just demonstrate to you just how bad this defense is. We've all heard it, but they are historically bad. The most points allowed through 6 games. It hasn't happened since 1961, the year you were born, Jalen. Your entire lifetime, you have never seen a defense give up this many points through this many games. But before we move on, I have to talk about a defender on the other side of the ball, and that was the star turn last night of Buda Baker, the safety for Arizona. He had a sack. He had a forced fumble. He had an interception. He had 7 tackles unassisted on this game. It was a star turn for him, and I wanted to make sure before we moved on that we celebrated Buda Baker. Your thoughts, Mr. Rose?
Jacoby, now you're on my block in the neighborhood on the same zip code because you know players like that are my favorite to watch on Sundays, Mondays, now Tuesdays and Thursdays, up hovering around the line like he Ed Reed or Troy P. It was vintage to watch a player make that type of impact on a big stage, and Dallas was ripe. Dallas was ripe. Look at this. Dallas was ripe. Injuries on the offensive line, if they were in their old division, they would win the division and have a home game, say the Cardinals. But now they're in the West. They
sometimes
won't even probably make the playoffs because of this division.
Sometimes there's details that we need. There's video that we need to break down in detail. You and I need to go to the table. Cowboys fans are so passionate, and this season has been so terrible that it brought this man to the brink. There he is. He bought tickets to the big game on Monday night with his girlfriend, and all she can do is console him as the Cowboys fall apart. Jalen, your thoughts?
See, I got a position that's probably not popular right now. She deserves better, dog.
What?
She deserves better, dog.
How do you know
she
that?
She deserves better. She
that's
deserves
rude.
Better. First off, you that salty that the Cowboys lost? Second, you that surprised? He must have had money on the game. That's what it is. He had
that's
money on the game. Now
not,
this makes sense. She
fan.
Knows that he was betting on the game, and that's how he bought the tickets, and she understands that they may not have a ride home or may not be able to pay the mortgage because he was betting on the game. That's all it had to be. It makes total sense. Now, other than that, you deserve better. She deserves better. I bet you right now her DM's blowing up. Her Twitter followers got up. This clip been on all ESPN. It's been everywhere. I'm telling you. She got people that she went to school with. Is that you, girl? Oh, boyfriends. Everybody you deserve better. I'm telling you. That's what the whole world is telling her right now. I guarantee you, this time next year, she'll be at a game, but it probably won't be with him. That's what I predict. That's all I'm saying.
Here's what happens is he had all his money on that game. I thought he was just a passionate fan, but he had all his money on that game. He's sitting there being like, babe, I think I have to start an OnlyFans because we need to get this Uber home. Moving on to the Monday night football game.
Hey,
no, don't say it. Do not say it. That's what I did not want you to say. Let's move on to the other game on Monday. This was the early game Monday at 5 o'clock. We had my Bills against the Chiefs, and the Chiefs just absolutely ran all over the Bills. When we think about the Chiefs, we think about Patrick Mahomes and Mecole Hardman and Hill and Kelce. But this was Clyde Edwards-Helaire just running all over the Bills. What did you think about the rushing attack leading the Chiefs offense?
So this is your prized rookie. You bring him in to be a game changer. And then you sign a seasoned veteran this week. Eric B. for president understands. They basically the same height, the same stature as he was when he was a running back. Gave him the most carries this year. So he got the most yards this year. We want you to feel good about yourself, young fella. We're not going to take snaps away from you. As a matter of fact, we're going to add to what we're doing. And Sammy Watkins been in and out of the lineup. And I saw Hardman drop a couple of balls this season. Le'Veon Bell now is going to be that Swiss Army knife that they line up all over the place. It's not going to be like a traditional running back. He's shown that he can basically be like a wide receiver. And all of these trick offense, you saw Henry get the direct snap to win the game for the Titans. Those are the type of things they're going to be able to do with Le'Veon Bell, plus have him run routes. He's going to be taking some of Hardman's snaps at wide receiver.
I think it really is interesting.
More special teams.
Interesting to propose that they will break out Bell as sort of a receiver, because one thing I know about the Chiefs offense is sometimes they do so much after the snap, so many fake reverses and so many ball fakes and so many tricky things they do in the backfield to hold linebackers and fool safeties. And you add Le'Veon Bell to some of these actions, it's just going to be like you can't game plan for this team offensively. Look at all this motion they have, these jet sweeps. They're going to start involving Le'Veon Bell in these. And it is going to be something that you have not seen before. Like, I feel like Patrick Mahomes is going to get in the huddle and start calling the play, and he's not going to be done until there's like 4 seconds left on the play clock, because there's going to be so much motion and so much going on in the backfield. Giving Le'Veon Bell as a weapon to Bieniemy and Mahomes and Reed really does not seem fair. And you saw Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He knows that Bell is coming. He's like, okay, oh, you got somebody to replace me? You got somebody to take some snaps away from me? Watch what I do to this Buffalo Bills defense. Congratulations to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He needed a big game like this. Hadn't played like this since week one, and he absolutely did it. But however, there's something that even I, a brand new Bills fan, needs to mention. Josh Allen didn't look great. Remember when he was in the MVP conversation and they were 4-0? Josh Allen, he didn't look great. Now, you know what I'm going to do, Jalen? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something that you always do. I'm going to sing. I'm going to blame it on the rain. Yeah, it was too rainy. Too rainy out there for him. Too rainy. They had to run the ball. He lost the touch. I can't even blame it on the rain. Josh, look at what he looked like in the first four games. He was in the MVP conversation, but then you know what they did? They played the Tennessee Titans, who went to the AFC Championship. And then they played the Kansas City Chiefs. Where did they go? Oh, right. They won the Super Bowl. We need to see Josh Allen do it against top-level competition, and we will get that chance because next week they play the New York Jets. New York Jets is going to be a great little tune-up before they actually do face top talent. Jalen, we have so much more to discuss, including the World Series Game 1 happens tonight. We'll break that down and much more. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Samuel Adams from Boston with love. Savor the flavor responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Remember that National Vote Early Day is October 24th. For more information, visit IamAVoter.com.
Coming to you live from Pier 17 in the South Street Seaport and brought to you by Chase, welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we will discuss Tua Tagovailoa being named the starter of the Miami Dolphins, but first, we have to turn our attention to the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays, who face off in World Series Game 1 tonight. It is Clayton Kershaw who will take the hill for the Dodgers. Jalen, over the course of his career, he has a playoff versus regular season problem, and it has followed him everywhere he has been. And when you look at the numbers, they're undeniable. There is a large difference between his performance when it's the regular season and when it's the postseason. Why do you think that is, and do you think he can get away from that this evening against the Rays?
I think he's going to get away from those poor past performances in this series because the Rays strike out a lot. As a matter of fact, more than any team in baseball, and that's going to give Kershaw confidence. And with the way his bats have been going, hitting home runs at such a high rate, Bellinger, Seager, and my guy in the outfield, snatching home runs like it's not nothing. Okay! I think they're going to give him the support that he needs. And the Dodgers, this kind of reminds me of watching the Lakers against the Heat. I want to give the Rays credit for making it there. I want to give the Heat credit for making it there. But this is the Dodgers World Series. Just like that was the Lakers NBA champion. This is the Dodgers World Series. They've been
there
three of the last 4 years. This is their World Series. They're going to get it done this year.
If the Tampa Bay Rays, as you use the analogy, have their Jimmy Butler, it is the rookie Randy Arozarena. He has been absolutely on fire, seemingly coming out of nowhere. In this postseason, he has a .382 batting percentage. He has hit 7 home runs. And in Game 7, in the first inning, he hit a 2-run home run that really propelled them to win that series. If this is the Lakers versus the Heat, the Jimmy Butler, the single person that could propel the Tampa Bay Rays to a win is Randy Arozarena. Keep an eye on that in South Florida, and we have some other big news coming out of the region. It is now official that Ryan Fitzpatrick is the backup quarterback in Miami, and it is Tua time. Why do you think they made that decision?
Because as much as we talked about the NFC East, because they have those large markets that play in that division, the same thing applies in this one. Brian Flores, like, we got a chance to do something this year. Let's get this young fella that we took so very high in the draft some experience. And once he goes out there last week and shows that he's healthy, and I appreciate the emotion that he shared when he FaceTimed his family on the field, it was like, if he's ready to go, you look at the other 52 guys, you put him out there and see what we can do the rest of the year.
I've always been a fan of this, and we don't know what he looks like in practice, and we don't know where his head is in terms of understanding the playbook, but it got to a point where Brian Flores said, the future of this franchise is this man under center, and I've seen what he can do in practice. I believe that he gives us a chance to win now and definitely gives us a chance to win moving forward. If you feel like Tua is ready, you put him on the field and see what he can do. And frankly, I wasn't going to pay that much attention to Miami next week, but I'm definitely going to watch every snap of this game now because I can't wait for Tua to get out there. And I think after seeing what happened with him in Alabama, that people like me will be rooting for him to be successful given his history. God, that was such a positive thing for me to say, Jalen, that I have to wash it away. It's time for Negative Jacoby. Sometimes things are so universally accepted and universally loved that I just have to go negative on them. And this photo that Jimmy Butler put on Instagram is one of those things. Jimmy Butler's everyone's favorite right now. And here he is on a yacht shooting hoops in a Dwayne Wade jersey. Jalen, everyone loved this so much, but I'm going to go negative on this. This is a photo shoot for Instagram, okay? He's not really getting shots up. He's not working on his game. He's on the back of a yacht. And I watched Below Deck. Do you know how much time and effort it took for them to put that hoop up on that yacht? Do you know how much man hours it took for someone to circle the boat in a jet ski just in case the ball falls off the back? He did this strictly for Instagram, which is why I do not support it. You're better than that, Jimmy Butler. You're not an Instagram model, you're a basketball player.
Don't act like you're really getting shots up.
Hit the brakes.
A couple of things. So How you gonna go negative on a guy that just led his team to the finals and he living his best life in the offseason and doing a commercial and getting a check?
He doesn't need
to. I don't understand.
He doesn't need.
You are a Grinch. That deserved to be negative, Jacoby.
Jalen.
I don't know. How could you be upset looking at that?
I went negative on
this Marquette guy.
I don't like it when people do things specifically for Instagram. This feels to me like something that he wanted set up, and he did it specifically for Instagram. This is no different than people taking pictures of their dinners at nice restaurants. That's basically what this is. This is Jimmy Graham. This is his outfit of the day. That is what this is. This is for the gram, exclusively for the gram. It's like when players do workouts and put it on the gram. Guess what you can do? You can go to the gym and not put it on the gram. You can go to a restaurant and not put it on the gram. You can go on a yacht and not put it on the gram. You can go on a private plane and not put it on the gram. Not everything needs to be for the gram. And I feel bad for the deckhands that had to set up the hoop. Jalen, when we come back, we will distill down the entire weekend of NFL football into one easily digestible conclusion. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss that. Tuesday Takeaways, right after this.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Samuel Adams from Boston with love. Savor the flavor responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Saturday, 2 p.m. exclusively on ESPN Plus pay-per-view. It is Khabib versus Gaethje. Huge fight in the UFC lightweight championship division. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, every Tuesday we take down all the football games we watched and we distill it down into one simple conclusion. It is time for Tuesday's Takeaways. Jalen, what is your takeaway from this weekend in the NFL?
You notice one of us is wearing a jersey, Die Hard. The other one wasn't, Die Easy. So I want to engage each fan base in the NFL. Ask yourself, is Ryan Tannehill outperforming our current starting quarterback? That's what I took away. When he was in Miami, it didn't necessarily go so well. Dealt with some injury, had to reinvent himself. Not playing with the Titans led him last year to the playoffs. They even beat the Patriots on the road. Now he's still playing well and had a big-time game-winning drive in the previous game. Ask yourselves, fans, is Ryan Tannehill better than my quarterback?
I could only come up with six quarterbacks who I would take as a starter over Ryan Tannehill in the NFL right now. Jalen, I was watching all these games, and there's so much good football on Sunday and on Monday and sometimes even on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But you know what? There's a lot of bad football teams, too. Take a look at this stat. There are 10 teams in the NFL with one or fewer wins. That has not happened in history. Since the merger in 1970, according to Elias, this has never happened. There has never been 10 teams after six games going into week seven that had one or zero losses. We are watching historically bad football, but you know what? I'm still going to watch it every single Sunday, and Trevor Lawrence is out there. If you're one of those fan bases, don't forget, Trevor Lawrence is out there. We will be back tomorrow on ESPN at 2 p.m. Jalen, I'm very excited about the podcast exclusive content we have for today because it's way too hot for TV. Way too hot for TV. Before I get to the real don't get fired topic of the day, I'm just going to start with another one. There was a gentleman who tweeted this. Do not stay at the Venetian in Las Vegas. They do not clean their rooms. We found dirty panties, used condoms, wrappers, and dirty used face masks in multiple locations in the room. They almost ruined my relationship and didn't care about the health risk once notified. This can go one of two ways. This is either a dirty room where the cleaning services did not do their jobs, especially during a pandemic in Vegas, and they left used condoms and panties and face masks all over the room, and the cleaning staff did a poor job getting their room ready for them. Or this is a huge cover-up one lie with a bunch of lies move from the boyfriend who complained to the hotel, but it was actually his condoms and someone else's panties that were in he and his girlfriend's rooms. Mr. Rose, which way do you think this went?
The first one, not the latter. I think the second one is a little too much on that. I'll say the first one because during this climate, I want people to understand something. Just like rental cars, hotel rooms, the description that Jacoby just gave, that's what's happening in both of those when you're not in it. Mm. That's what's happening in hotel rooms. People are having sex on that big sheet in particular that they're not changing. So therefore, if you know that that's happening, there's gonna be condoms, there's gonna be wrappers, that's gonna happen. And at least they were wearing masks, which let me know that he probably was, or somebody had a fee, you know? It may be they're in Las Vegas, maybe some fees involved, everybody, because you would hope in that environment that you wouldn't necessarily, I don't know, you know, when I'm getting dressed in the morning, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And if I was going to the Venetian, I would think wearing a mask and a condom don't necessarily go together
at the same time.
they don't.
At the same time. We don't know if they were using them simultaneously, yeah, but I do understand your point.
Those two items for me should be mutually exclusive. Like, I feel like if you feel like you need to wear a mask, then you probably shouldn't be having that's
relations.
You probably shouldn't be in that circumstance.
Well,
is that
here's
fair
a couple
to say?
Things. A couple things is I just hope that the used panties that were found around, that no one, how many times have you gotten dressed in the morning and left the house and been like, oh man, I forgot to put underwear on? How many times has that happened? You're old now, you're 47, I want to say, 46. How many times have you ever left the house and be like, I forgot to put drawers on?
So for everybody that's been with us 10 years, this is why you love our show. They really want to hear you answer that question, sir.
And this has never happened. It's never happened. I've never been like, oh man, I forgot drawers. I gotta run back in the house and put those on. It's just never happened. So I was wondering, when people leave panties behind, I'm like, listen, I don't wear skirts. Maybe it's a skirt thing or a thong thing, but I'm like, how do you leave panties behind? Like, when you left, how did you not be like, oh, something's missing, let me go grab those? How did that happen?
Or you might have more than one. You probably have more than one. Took a bath, freshened up, and left them behind.
Interesting. I mean, if I leave the house with an extra pair of drawers, I'm either playing ball, working out, or staying overnight. I never go to the club. Like, oh, I gotta get those extra drawers. You got your extra drawers? No. You can talk about
showering.
So let
me get this right.
That's what you're gonna do. I know what you're going to do.
You sensitive? You going to be okay?
Go ahead.
Like Kawhi laughing.
I'm good.
You hear me?
I'm good. I'm happy.
So you know, we make it very important to not lie to the people. So I just want to just give a distinction. So you just said the only times you leave the house with a second pair of underwear, one of those circumstances is when you go play ball.
Yes.
However, you share with the public that after playing ball, you don't shower. And then sometimes
yes,
that's not until the next morning.
Yes.
So I'm just trying to figure, when do the second pair of underwear come into play?
Oh, after the game. After the game, I change drawers and socks because we're going to get beers after the game. There's no showers available. I don't play in NBA arenas. I don't play in NBA arenas, all right? Like, they don't have locker rooms with shower rooms and provide you with body wash. I'm at, like, a high school in Manhattan, and they're trying to kick you out. So, like, so what I do is after the game, I pack a towel, and I pack extra drawers and extra socks so I can switch into those, and I've got my street clothes. But, like,
I got a producer in my ear.
No, we talk about this all the time. Like, this comes up once every 2 weeks, me not showering after basketball. It's not available to me. There's no shower available. I'm not an NBA basketball player. It's a rec league for accountants and lawyers and fat old dudes like myself. They don't give you a shower room. So what do you want me to do, get a hotel room? You know what I mean? You want me to spend $300 on a hotel room so I can shower before I go get beers? No one showers before we get beers on the team. Nobody. The whole table at the bar is just a big funk box. That, so is there, what else do you want me to say?
Everybody's glasses is fogged up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm proud of myself for bringing new drawers.
Like, that's a stinky table right there.
All I'm saying is I'm proud of myself for bringing new drawers. I got teammates that don't even switch drawers out before they go to the bar. I'm probably cleaner. I got deodorant, a towel, new drawers, and new socks. I'm fresher than everybody else on my team. So you want to start power ranking who's the freshest after basketball games, I'm going to say I'm number one on my team.
So, back on you. So between the towel and the deodorant, what do? Spit in it? Like, I don't understand. No. Like, how do...
Wipe the sweat off. Wipe the sweat off. You know, I don't have a shower, dog. You play in the NBA. I play in the Urban Professional League. So there's a big gap. There's a big gap. Yo, I like to say, I play what's called the Urban Professional League, so you can't tell me I don't play professional basketball. It's professional basketball. It says it right there in the jersey. That's professional ball.
Dog, I got to tell you a secret. Okay. I was playing basketball until I turned 21. And I'm not proud to say this. I was actually having beverages after games before I was probably legal. Okay. And I will tell you, each time I went to go play ball, figuring a way to cleanse afterwards was a part of the plan. As I was, you know what? You just reminded me of what I would do. We'd probably lead a game, go grab a 40, then go shower.
Where?
That's the move.
What do you want me to do?
At the crib or wherever.
I'm not going home. I'm not going home after the game, showering, and then going back out. That's not happening. They don't do that. We don't do that. We go to the closest bar possible and drink too many drinks, and then I get home, and I think about showering, and I don't do it, and I get in bed. That's what happens. And you bring it up every 2 weeks on the pod. Like, how do you want me to handle it? How do you want me to handle it? How do you want me to handle it? What's your suggestion for next time I have a game?
I got your back. This all makes sense. This is why Q comes to get into the bed between 5 and 8. And this is why you get no action during that period of the morning, because a lot of those mornings she understands that you didn't shower the night before.
Again, I'm gonna ask you a question. Just to end this, what do you suggest I do? I've got an 8 o'clock basketball game. You know, take care of the kids, dinner, shower, they're in front of the TV. I get my time out. Okay, cool. Again, when we're playing again in 2024, when we can play rec league basketball again after the pandemic's over, and I go get my backpack and I pack it full of deodorant and extra drawers, extra socks, a towel, usually a second jersey because I'm so sweaty, I switch at halftime. And then I go to the game, we play the game, we win. I score 2 points, 1 for 4 from the field, 7 assists, 3 rebounds, 5 fouls, you know, a bunch of 17 turnovers. And then the game ends, woo, whistle blows, we win. What do you want me to do then? Tell me exactly what I should do then.
I got you. You immediately gotta find water, dog. You gotta find some water, dog. I've been carried around these size 15s for a long time, man. You got the towel. You gotta find water. I don't care if it's a faucet. I don't care if you go. There's somewhere to go use the bathroom, right?
I mean, yeah. There is faucet water. So you want me to bring like a rag and then faucet water basically my armpits?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm giving the advice to my brother. You told me to advise you. Now you're telling me that a bathroom exists. Before, that's why I'm here for your therapy. You know, because I allowed you to realize. You know what? There is a bathroom that at times I go use it when we're playing between games, and there has to be something, right? There's a toilet somewhere, right? Just safety hazards. If you're inside of a building, there's a sink and there's a couple of urinals somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
You take the towel that you bring, you take the soap and or the body wash that you bring, you go into the bathroom. You close the stall like you're taking a number two. You wash your underarms. You wash your midsection.
You wash special places
on your body. Yeah,
with
dog.
Toilet water.
No, with the water from the sink.
I closed the stall.
There is a sink. You walk to the sink and you place your towel under that sink. You put whatever body wash, whatever soap you use on that. Boom. If you want a little privacy, go into the stall.
Handicap stall. I got big arms.
Wipe your underarms. wipe your mints on the first. Hold on. There's a pecking order here. First off, you wipe your midsection first. You gotta wipe your midsection first, dog.
No, that goes last.
No, you gotta wipe that first. No, that's extremely important.
And then
you gotta have more than one towel. I'm advising you what to do, though. No.
You always wipe the midsection last.
You came to my counsel. This one.
You took a wrong turn. So you got the wrong exit. Get back on the highway.
You came to my counsel. Bottom line is you do what you ain't been doing. Put some soap and water on you before you go have drinks. That's what you do.
You know what?
Takes 5 minutes, dog. Takes 5 minutes.
Okay. I think I'll probably just throw some deodorant. That's probably what.
Smelling like sweet funk.
Yeah. I got the Old Spice. Great. Jalen, I want to read to you the synopsis of Space Jam 2's plot that has been put on the internet by some guy whose Twitter handle I don't have right now, but you can Google it and find it. During a trip to the Warner Brothers studio, NBA superstar LeBron James and his son accidentally get trapped within a world that contains all of Warner Brothers' stories and characters under the control of a malfunctioning, all-powerful force named Al G, played by Don Cheadle. With the help of Bugs Bunny, LeBron must navigate through a never-before-imagined world filled with iconic movie scenes and characters and reassemble the Looney Tunes to rescue his lost son. Now, to get back home, LeBron and the Toons must unravel Al G's mysterious plan and win an epic basketball game against digital gamified super versions of the NBA and WNBA's biggest stars as the whole world watches. So, there's a couple things I want to talk to you about. When it says a world that contains all of Warner Brothers' stories and characters, okay, iconic movie scenes and characters, let me just tell you some movies that this might involve under the Warner Brothers flag. Harry Potter, Batman, Superman, Joker, Pennywise, The Hangover, Mad Max, Terminator, Austin Powers, and Lethal Weapon. Do you think all of these things will be included in this film? And what do you think of the plot overall? And did you listen to any of that?
I listened. I didn't digest the information. I was thinking more about the new albums I've been listening to. I've been listening to that Benny the Butcher, Conway the Machine, that Detroit 2. That's kind of what I've been doing, listening to that Nas King's Disease. I've been on my music lately, fam. I've been getting some bars to listen to.
Okay.
The Lox dropped some. I've been bumping that. Like, I don't have time for those.
Okay. You ever been on a Zoom call?
I have been on a Zoom call.
You've been on a Zoom call? And you and I, during the pandemic, and we have lots of cameras and microphones in our homes. And I think part of doing this job, being in front of those things, you quickly learn how to turn them off and make sure they're off before you carry on the rest of your life. A gentleman who works with a New Yorker named Jeffrey Toobin, he wasn't so careful. He ended up revealing himself to a large group of people on a Zoom call. He's been suspended. He also said that it was an accidental and he thought that his Zoom camera was off. Now, after me and my wife were done laughing about this for about 2 minutes, because it is funny, no one got hurt. What do you think, if someone said, Jalen Rose, you're a leader, what do you think the appropriate punishment is for Jeffrey Toobin?
Did each person on the Zoom get an opportunity to see his private part?
Yes, he thought it was off. Not only did they see it.
Oh, he gonna get fired.
So what? I think intent is important. I think intent is important.
I feel like if he was attempting to show it,
then I think that's different than if it was an accident.
Let me ask a couple of follow up questions. I know you don't like those.
I read this article.
Was it that he was doing a Zoom and then what's the term I want to use? He just lost track of where he was. Or was there another device involved where he was talking to somebody else?
Boom, the latter. According to the Vice article that I read, again, I want to cite this because I wasn't there. I don't know the details. They spoke with two sources who said that it felt like he was on another video conference call. We can only imagine what that was.
Okay. So it just sounds like somebody that has been in corporate America for a really long time. And in his mind, I guess he probably always wanted to get kinky in the workspace. Maybe he has in the past, maybe he hasn't. But being at home made people feel a lot more relaxed, Jacoby. Sitting in
people
front of
these little,
everybody has on shorts.
If I was his boss, right?
Comfy.
I would be like, and they explained, he's like, listen, I thought the camera was off. I would never sort of expose or harass my colleagues and business partners in that way. I'm so sorry, Mr. Jacoby, but I want you to understand that this was just an accident and a lack of judgment. The first thing out of my mouth would be like, well, you obviously weren't taking the Zoom exercise that seriously. They were doing an election simulation. Like, they were talking about real important stuff, and he was a big part of it. He's, like, playing the role of the courts. So they're like, I understand it was an accident. You didn't mean to expose us to that. But you're clearly not taking your actual job that seriously if you're on another device enjoying yourself while we're all doing an election simulation.
So let me ask you a second question as you are questioning him. Do you take into account if he's holding or not?
No, I do not take that into account. No, I do not. But I don't know how to explain this, but he was definitely holding. He was definitely holding himself at the time.
Oh, he was doing, who is that, Kenny Loggins? You got to know when to fold him. Kenny Rogers, know when to walk away.
He should have folded. He's going to run now.
You better count your money.
Sitting at the table. I don't care if you black, white, old, young. Everybody knows that song. Man, woman,
you
whatever country
know
you're from.
When fold.
Everybody knows that song. Everybody does.
Know when to hold them.
Jalen, I sent you a very important text earlier.
What? You know what? I got another song for him. That's easy. In bold. Hold on to your love. You got to hold on. I'm a DJ. I can sit here long enough and come up with like 10 more of those if you really allow me to.
Oh, yeah. No, it ain't hard. There's a lot of love songs out there. Jalen.
Wow.
I sent you a text as a follow-up conversation about lentils yesterday. And I said, Jalen, click on this. Did you click on it?
I did not. I will do it
okay.
Right now.
Okay. It was very important. You know, I'll make sure in the future that we confirm.
Well, here's the thing, dog.
So I just
like
want to confirm
that
what I said
in life was going to make me more enthusiastic about lentils.
I just wanted to say, but I sent you Indian lentils, like dal. And those that know, those don't look like the lentils you had, though. Because Indian lentils, they do lentils better than any other type of lentils I've ever had.
I didn't say anything was wrong with lentils. I said that they were a cultural dish that I just don't have on my menu. That's
okay.
All I said. There are a lot of things I don't eat. Shout to Big Crown, Rez the Legends. You know what? Because Big Crown likes them, I'll try.
Just let me, you know what? I'm gonna order you some because I can't trust your lentil plug. You know, I got to make sure that you get the right lentils.
I'm trying to find it.
Get the right lentils. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of giving the people what they want is taking voicemails. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail, and we'll put it on the show just like this.
All right. Jalen, Jacoby, big fan, first-time caller. I'm excited. Hopefully, I can be on the pod. I don't even know if y'all still do this, but shout out Reg. Anyway, my question, I'm 21, currently interested in someone about 3 to 4 years older than me. I'm mature for my age, and I just want to know what should I be expecting. She is interested in me as well. We already went on our first date. It was nice. Took her on a picnic. We painted. But yeah, what should I expect? What should I look forward to getting myself into? Thanks so much. Keep giving the people what they want. Peace.
The painting picnic sounds like a great first date. Big shout to you for that one, too, by the way. Because, listen, I got kids. Painting is dirty. You got to bring a lot of supplies. You got to have a source of water, like me after a basketball game, apparently. Like, you got to wash that brush. There's a lot. Easels. Can't just bring the paper. That's like a full backpack worth of stuff. And you got the food. Big shout to you on that one. Secondly, his question is, he's 21. She's about 24, 25. What advice do you have for him as he endeavors to date this slightly older woman?
Respectfully, what ends up happening, men, we have an innate ability to think illogically. She's a couple of years older than you. If y'all was the same age, she would still be a couple of years more mature than you. Don't always rush up on her about sex so quick. Just calm down and do exactly what you're doing. Go on picnics, go painting. Show her that you are a worldly individual, which it sounds like to me, or creative or fun, or just a great planner, or you just know how to do a great first date. Also, you pay, clearly. And since you're young, like, don't be asking too many questions. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to know a lot of the basics, but don't be like, inquire. Don't be like, so how many dudes have you been with? Like, don't be asking stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Also, congratulations.
Yeah.
That
love
you get a chance
to
date somebody that's a couple of years older than you. Yeah, congratulations.
And, I mean, first of all,
just enjoy it. Be yourself.
I feel like there's a double standard here. I think that my wife is 4 years younger than me. And, you know, I think early on in the relationship, one thing, a couple things I have to say. Number one, the gap between y'all gets shorter over time. When someone is 4 and someone else is 8, you might as well be, you're miles apart. But when someone's 34 and someone's 38, you're the same age. So over time, the gap gets smaller just because it's a smaller percentage of your life. Keep that in mind. Number two, she's interested in you. Keep that in mind. Number three, be yourself. Don't try to act more mature or dress more mature or do something that you normally wouldn't do. Be your real self. She's interested in you and your real self. So don't try to like act older because she happens to be born 4 years ahead of you. And this is something I want to ask you about, Jalen. Something when I heard this, here's what I think about. I don't think about his relationship with her. I think about her conversations with her friends. And I feel like she might feel some sort of pressure from her friend group, or she might feel that she doesn't want to tell them that you're younger. It's usually kind of like not what you feel, but also what people around you feel, which could influence her. And that's nothing wrong with her. That's kind of the way the world is, but it shouldn't be that way. As long as you two are happy, who's to knock it? But I feel like when she's with her friends, she's like, oh, he's so nice. We painted. He can paint really well. He brought a picnic and he brought the expensive cheese and a nice bottle of wine. And I this guy's great. He's so great. Oh, he's so great. And then someone's gonna be like, how old is he? And she's gonna be like, oh, well, he is a little younger. Like, it's a bad thing. If he's great, he's great. No matter how old he is, as long as he's of legal age.
Also, during this period of time, no questionable social media likes or posts. No questionable post. And also, don't be trying to post stuff about y'all. Like, hey, man, da, da, da. No, y'all ain't at that point yet.
Mm-mm.
Just live in the moment and enjoy yourself. Follow up with us and let us know how you guys
are progressing. Yeah, let us know how it goes.
Because if you're painting and you're going on picnics and you're packing baskets, it sounds like a Jalen and Jacoby's in the future. That's what it sounds like to me.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like a Jalen and or Jacoby's in the future. So best of luck.
Congratulations to you. Big shout, Jeffrey Toobin. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. Hold on to your love.